is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Do you not include a cover letter when you apply for a job? You're making a big mistake, says today's guest. When done right, a cover letter can be one of your most effective marketing tools. Nicole Fortner is here to talk about why you need a cover letter and how to do it. She's the founder and CEO of HireUp Consulting. Her company creates resumes and cover letters that make you stand out instead of blend in. She joins us from New York City. Well, let's get going, Nicole. Why do you need a cover letter at all? Isn't the cover letter dead?
Some like to believe that the cover letter is dead, but it's definitely not dead. And based on my research and what I'm seeing, especially now with a lot of job seekers and being in a leadership role, it increases your chances at least by 40%. Some experts even say 50% or 77%. But I like to be on a more the conservative side and say it's definitely going to increase your chances by 40% by writing a well-crafted cover letter.
And why is that? Why does your research show that your chances are going to get better when you write a well-crafted cover letter?
Well, yeah, definitely. Cover letters especially gives you the opportunity to really shine and show your personality. And it also gives you the opportunity to showcase what research you've done on that company. It gives you the opportunity to even name drop, per se, a recommendation, or if you met someone at a conference or you know someone that is a great worker in that company. So that's, you know, a couple reasons right there. And also it gives you an opportunity to explain why you may have career gaps. It gives you an opportunity to talk about why you could be transitioning from one industry to another. And if you've been laid off or you were in an internship or you graduated, that's your opportunity to really shine there too and work that in there. Also, you know, in my opinion, one of the most important things, it gives you the opportunity to really demonstrate and evaluate that role and talk about how you can elevate that role by providing metrics and things that you may have done in your prior role and in your experience, right? So a great example would be, as a lead manager for 3 years, I've implemented and enhanced and streamlined processes that grew production and efficiency by 22%, right? That's going to be something, a tagline that right there is going to be something that will make the reader keep reading.
And why is that appealing to an employer to see that kind of message and the other messages or that you suggested a moment ago? Why does that make a difference?
Oh, results. If you can explain, a lot of times you can't explain some of these things in your resume, and the cover letter is your opportunity to explain how you created results or how you think of it from an employer's bottom line and their perspective of how you bring value. And you can literally walk them through how you bring value and how you show your passion there too. And it gives you the opportunity to interview, or it's your pre-interview, in other words, the cover letter.
Are there employers who don't read cover letters?
Some will say, I would definitely say many, especially recruiters, they just like to know that it exists to pass it along to an employer. But if when we're talking about employers, I will definitely say a majority of them will glance through it and look for some key points. So they're definitely will keep eye out for things that could be unique. But I would definitely say majority of employers read them.
What happens to applications that don't have cover letters, Nicole?
A lot of times they can definitely still be read and you can still be considered for the role. But I'm always going to advise people to write them because it just ups your chances and give you a higher probability to be called in for an interview, right? But if you know you could have some issues such as you're changing careers or you have gaps or you want to explain that you didn't quit your job but you were laid off, that's the real good opportunity to do that there. But you can still be considered for a role if you submit it or not. However, I'm always going to err on the caution and just say, write the cover letter.
You shared a moment ago some examples of things people can do with cover letters. What are some things that people shouldn't do? What are common mistakes you see job applicants make with cover letters?
Oh, not having someone read it and look for mistakes and basic edits. One of the common things I see when I get cover letters from potential employees are they forgot to write in the company information and they may have left the other company that they applied to prior, right? So those simple things that they may have missed, right? Another thing you definitely don't want to do, you never want to have a cover letter that's too generic that you can just literally, you know, can give to any job and you're just, you know, throwing it out there blanketly. You also don't ever want to come off as desperate, that you really need a job when you're writing it. You don't want to be too casual, too formal, and you don't want to miss your opportunity to really talk about how you can elevate that role. And you don't want to even restate your resume. You really want to talk about, while you're reading a job posting, some of those things that they're looking for and hit on those key words, and how you not only, you know, done it, but how you can do it better.
Well, let's talk about how to write a cover letter. I know you talk about two styles of cover letters. Tell us more about what those two styles are.
Well, you're always going to have a traditional cover letter. That's the one that you're going to use when you're applying via email. And that's an attachment. Then you have the email cover letter, and that's a little, that's the one you copy and paste in a body. And that email cover letter is a little bit more brief and more condensed because you really want to get the hiring manager or recruiter to read and click on your resume or application or whatever you're submitting, right? So it's two different styles, that traditional where you can use as an attachment and also the email style where it's just brief, concise, and giving them the reason why you are interested in the role.
Why shouldn't you simply write a cover letter, create it, attach it to an email message and as well as your resume? I've seen candidates do this, and I'm sure you've seen these messages too, which say, "Dear hiring manager, attached is my cover letter and application for this position. I look forward to hearing from you." Why isn't that not a good approach?
Well, you always want to send your cover letter as a PDF and also the resume too, because the PDF keeps it intact. And is no alterations to the format or the document. Sometimes when you just send your resume and cover letter as a Word doc, it can end up on two pages instead of one, which you didn't intend. And also can convert some of the font to appear a little differently than what you originally had. And also it can change the margins around. So I always advise any of the clients that I work with to always send that as a PDF and also look really closely at the job postings. A lot of times they're very clear if they want a PDF form or format or if they want a Word document format. So you always really want to make sure that you're following that. But if you don't see either or any instruction, always send a PDF.
Well, this is all terrific, Nicole. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little more about the opportunities that an email message offers you when you're reaching out to employers with your cover letter and your resume. So stay with us. When we return, Nicole Fortner will continue to share her advice on how to write a cover letter and why it's not dead. Stay tuned. We all know that first impressions matter. And the first thing a hiring manager sees is your cover letter. That letter gives you an opportunity to wow an employer. But too many job seekers squander this chance. They send a cover letter with typos, a sloppy format, and cut and paste text. And it's not enough to avoid those rookie mistakes. You also have to tell a compelling story. This sounds complicated, but in fact, if you follow a few rules, you can write a cover letter that stands out from your competition. Our Max List guide shows you how to do this. It's called Simple Rules for a Winning Cover Letter. Go to maxlist.org/coverletter. We show you the content, structure, and style that hiring managers like. You'll get examples and templates you can use to write your own winning cover letter. Get Simple Rules for a Winning Cover Letter today. Go to maxlist.org/coverletter. I'm talking with Nicole Fortner. She's the founder and CEO of HireUp Consulting. Her company creates resumes and cover letters that make you stand out instead of blend in. She joins us from New York City. Nicole, before the break, we're talking about why you need a cover letter and how to do it. And just want to follow up on that last point in the first segment about the opportunities that an email offers you to restate some important points that might matter to an employer about your candidacy, because you've attached your resume and your cover letter as PDFs, but now you've got some real estate you can use for another purpose, don't you?
Yes, you often always want to make sure that you copy and paste the email cover letter, which is that shorter form where you're hitting those concise points where what you may have seen in your job posting. So for instance, if an employer are talking about some of those hard skills that they're seeking, such as experience with Salesforce and maybe 5 years experience in sales, that's your opportunity to talk about how you have 10 years in sales and how you use Salesforce and other similar software and how you'll be great at the role, right? So that's just giving them the chance to want to open the attachments in your resume and cover letter and read it. But you definitely want to take advantage of that real estate in the email itself. And another thing, just to segue into, PDFs are always virus-free. PDFs nowadays pass applicant tracking systems where 10 years ago they didn't. So definitely, as long as it doesn't have any graphs and charts, definitely go that way, the PDF and the copy and paste of a shorter form of your cover letter in the body of the email.
One of the tools you recommend for researching and writing a cover letter is word clouds. How can using word clouds help you write a cover letter that's going to get the attention of an employer?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So anytime I work with any of the clients, I often have them check out two word clouds that I use, wordcloud.com and also monkeylearn.com. And what you typically want to do, you take the entire job description or job posting that you may see and you put it in a word cloud. That word cloud is going to take all of the information in those words and rank words of relevance, right? And it's going to give you percentages. It's also going to tell you the words that keeps repeating. And so when you see those words of relevance, that's what's important to the employer. And that's some of the things you really want to make sure hit and land in your cover letter and your resume. So for instance, if I keep seeing something like roll up sleeves, someone that dive right in there, it can literally be those type of words. I'm going to make sure that the cover letter is going to state, I'm a person that roll up my sleeves and get the job done and dive in.
Are there other criteria that you recommend to your clients for selecting which keywords to use once you're looking at the results from a word cloud survey?
Always prioritize the hard skills, and that's the skills that is important and needed to perform the job. So hard skills are skills that everyone cannot do, and those soft skills are skills that everyone can do. So an example of a soft skill would be great communicator, communication, that word per se. And then hard skills can be, again, Salesforce types 55 words a minute, Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Adobe, Photoshop. So you want to make sure that if you see those hard skills and the relevancy pop up, that's what you want to prioritize and include in that cover letter and also their resume.
We've talked about the benefits of cover letters and different styles and how to do research to sit before you write. Now you're getting ready to sit down and write your cover letter. What are the most important elements, Nicole, in a cover letter?
making sure your personality come through and shine through, and making sure that you can explain how you will elevate that role. In my opinion, those are the two most important things. And it also gives the chance of the employer to see how well you write. So definitely, if you can write something very concise in 2 to 3 or even 4 paragraphs on a cover letter, that's going to be something that really, you know, shine for the employer and make you stand out.
And what about length? You mentioned keeping it, writing perhaps 2 or 3 paragraphs. Is there a rule that you follow as far as the length of a cover letter? Do you want to fill up all the available space or keep it short? What have you seen be most effective?
Short and concise is always the best. Typically, to be honest, about 3 to 4 paragraphs would do it, but not very long-winded. It's a couple styles you can use. You can use an informational style where you are bullet pointing things that you have accomplished, and that can take up some real estate. And then you can just go with 2 or 3 paragraphs if you're going to go with that style. Or if you're going to write something where you're talking about your story and how you can help elevate the company and the role, then I would definitely say you can go a little longer as far as 3 to 4 paragraphs there too.
Does every cover letter have to be different, or can you come up with a generic cover letter that you can send to every employer that where you're applying?
That is not my favorite. I definitely get a lot of those. I'm always going to tell people to never use a generic cover letter that you can just blankly throw out there. You always want to, at least if you're going to have one, you can have one that's a base, but you want to make sure that you are mirroring what that job posting is saying that's really important to that employer. And that's how the word cloud is going to tell you what's important and what's relevant. And then you want to make sure you include those relevant things in that cover letter that shows as importance to them.
What would you say to a candidate who says, well, gosh, I don't have time to write an original cover letter for every application. I've got to get as many applications out as I can.
Hire me. No, I'm joking. you can you can always find really good samples out there and inspiration by Googling it. You can also hire a career strategist or a job coach that can help you along the way. But, you know, as far as me getting better at what I do, I use a lot of examples of as inspiration. I buy books. One of the best books you can buy, in my opinion, is Knock 'Em Dead Cover Letters, which started off with Knock 'Em Dead Resumes. So that's where I start. And it's a lot of different books and variations. So again, use inspiration of other award-winning cover letters that people have find success. Also, I'll send you to my website where there's plenty of examples of cover letters that you can use. And I'm also going to give out a free resource to any listeners, too, where you can look at some of the cover letters and you use and draw inspiration from them.
Earlier in the segment, you mentioned the importance of using PDFs rather than Word documents. Is there a generational difference here, too? Do you find that older job seekers often default to using Word documents?
Definitely. I definitely see that more often, especially when I'm speaking to a lot of the clients that I work with. I'm often like, hey, make sure you send this as a PDF because it's really important. And they may have not known, and they say, why? And I just explain to them that it's really important that a PDF just keeps your document intact and it looks and you're sending in exactly how you intended it to be viewed by that person. Where if you send in a Word doc again, that can just, the font can translate differently. It can go from 1 page to 2 pages. Or if that person doesn't even have Microsoft Word, it definitely won't even come through the way you intend your resume to look. And then it can just come off as sloppy and it's probably not even your intention.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation, Nicole. Now tell us what's next for you.
What's next? I'm going to continue to help a lot of people across the states with resumes and cover letters and helping them level up in their profession and continue to do the great work. So that's what's next for Nicole and Higher Up Consulting.
Terrific. I know listeners can learn more about you and your work by visiting your website, higherupconsult.com. com. And I know you also encourage listeners to connect with you on LinkedIn. And when they reach out, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, Nicole, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about why you need a cover letter and how to do it?
Very simple. Like Nike, just do it. Just do the cover letter. It costs you nothing but a little time, and it's going to help you stand out.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Orlando Haynes. He's a talent acquisition leader, host of the Career Talks podcast, and co-creator of the Career Accelerator Planner. Writing articles for LinkedIn and other sites is one of the best ways to get the attention of employers. But do you get writer's block when you try to do this? Join us next Wednesday when Orlando Haynes and I talk about how content creation can help your job search and how to do it. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Hoff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislinberry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts. And our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.